the second point, then, the essence of each point, that is in four parts. And these four parts are the meaning of the expanse of qualities, which is to be realized. And secondly, the meaning of enlightenment, the essence of realization. Thirdly, the meaning of the qualities, the branches of realization. And fourthly, the meaning of enlightened activity, that which brings about realization. And then the first part, the meaning of the expanse of qualities, which is to be realized. In terms of sustained suchness, for the purpose of teaching that all sentient beings have the essence of the one thus gone, there is first the meaning of the expanse of qualities, that which is to be realized in eight parts. And those eight parts are the manner in which the expanse of qualities is all-pervading, the pervasion briefly taught by means of a summary, the expanded explanation of the meaning of the summary, linking the meaning explained to the condensed explanation, teaching by means of example, the way of realizing through faith the meaning of the teaching, the recognition of emptiness, that which is to be realized, the purpose for teaching by means of these points.
Dela tambo chuji yin koi na chapter ne chu yin ji koi na chapter ne zo sang ko nan tro ser tang te yin ni yer me ser tang ryu san na le jin ko ta du sang ji ning bo jin ki sa ba tang.
So now the first of these eight points, the manner in which the expansive qualities expansive qualities then is Dharma Dhatu. Translation for Dhamma Dhatu. The manner in which the expanse of qualities is all-pervading. And then that brings us to the root text. The root text then is on the back of page 4. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line in the middle starts Dzogchen. And in the English edition, it is 27 on page 30. And the root text then goes as follows. Because the perfect body of the Buddha permeates or radiates, because the suchness is inseparable, because there is the potential, all beings always have the Buddha nature.
Sanje ji chu ji kone, chu tam che lan to zin chapel ser tang. Konde kowa da nyongin len de pa tam che ji chu nye de yin yi la, nambar yewa me pa ser tang. De yin ji kwa re chu ji yin, rong yin ji ta pa drapa jang rong du sin jin tam che lu yo pa ser no, lu jin kong jang tong ma me pa nyi ni tu ta do.
All beings, from the very beginning, at all times, uninterruptedly, are endowed with the essence of the ultimate Buddha. Because the body of qualities of the perfect Buddha permeates and pervades all phenomena. And the basic nature of all of conditioned existence and nirvana and the suchness is completely inseparable. And the potential of the one thus gone, the expanse of qualities by nature pure and with obscurations that can be removed, is present in all sentient beings.
dandala tajur ko na lutin koin sabstik lutin koin kipe lutin koin te chikin re sadu sanji ningbo tin kipe
sadu sanji ningbo tin te bursu sura
te mare na karata Kandes to Google sabah.
Mare.
Ana. Mare na kadere.
Can't figure out how to ask your question.
Shiva.
Why is a proof given for spontaneity and not a proof given for peace? Dini yuntindi di lunji drupa di jutsunkarare di shiware.
Lundub ki jutsun shiware.
Yeah, lundub ki jutsun shiware. Dini karare dini shiwa ki jutsun tri maso.
Ora. Shiwa jutsun te dini sayuwa. Shiva te leta nyung mongpa shiva. Shia se che te tuyantan churpa tam chi shiva. Leta nyung mongpa shiva, yana dor tuyantan churpa tam chi shiva.
Basically then, Shiva here means the freedom from, or the pacification of, then, here's the reason why it's peace. Because then it's the pacification of karma activities and the disturbing emotions, or generally it's the pacification of bewilderment and confusion.
Then the tatten se keva tenya sanje lenyun dan turpa tamji keva rangi yinba tenya mwen no to go yirwa. Tenya jung sing yin da to go go yirwa.
Jutsun karare.
Ah.
Oh, then he lay down your mumbala.
Lay down your mumbai shiva, turpa tamji shiva.
Mm-hmm.
Then that chuju kote, turpa tamji shiva in batiya, then the yin dagato gorava. Then the tene, some no mumbutangoy.
Then one would have to understand the reasons why it is the freedom from the disturbing emotions and karma and bewilderment. And so in this way, one needs to think a lot about it to follow this out.
Because of the number talk about the Drupa Shiva. Ting when the Chitanga then is sung yes, it you turned out the soya, sung said you the carre, yes, it you the carre, sang yes, it you the tambo menaco, then is sung said you the Drupa Seba, yes, it you the Hira Jeva, lasso what in it, Rekpa Mambu going to talk over about. Then is embedded a bit over here.
One needs to have some preliminary understanding, and then based on that preliminary understanding, to gradually understand the whole thing. For example, one has to look at the word Buddha, or in Tibetan Sangje, and start off with Sang, meaning that is the exhaustion of all bewilderments and confusions. And then Jay, meaning that wisdom has expanded or increased, and so one needs to approach it in that manner.
Sanji Chujin, Kiva Yinde, number Tokwa, the Druba Tamji Kiva, says the Gotati. Number Tokwa, the Druba Tamji Kiva Yimba said, no, Kiva. Sanji Chujin. Kiva yinde namdo dan drupa tamji kiva se.
Taking the Buddha as the subject of the syllogism, then Buddha is peace because it is the pacification of all than discursiveness and bewilderment.
Sanjay Chuchin, ni Shiva Yinte.
Are Shiva Yinte.
Then he
Shiva Yinte the Dinte Zena Yang Digare. Sanjay Chuchin. Shiva Yinte the Dinte Namdo the Truba Tanti Shiva Sir.
Tanti Shiva Sir.
Shiva Sir, maybe Sir. Namdo Shigare Truba Yam.
Namdo Tan Truba Shiva Sir.
Shiva Sir.
Yinian then Sanjay Chuchin, then Lunji Drupa.
They Tambo Dogma, Tambo Shiva Dogma.
Right, Denny.
Tambo Sanje Chuchin, Shiva Yuntin, the Dinde, Namdo Truba Shiva, Sir. Tan Namdo Truba Shiva, Senna Shiva Yamba Drop Tona, Tona, then Sanje Chuchin, Lunge Truba Yuntin, the Dinde, Namdo Truba Tamji Shiva, Sir. Then Mumma Drops are Duchi, the Jiso, Tinse is over. This appears.
And Pudgy says this is very clear, but it's not very clear to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing this, that the taking the Buddha as the subject, then it has the quality of peace because it is the pacification of all, then discursiveness and bewilderment. And then taking the Buddha as the subject, it has the spontaneous qualities. Has spontaneity, the quality of spontaneity, because it is the pacification of all discursiveness and bewilderment.
Ngobo chikpare yina yang doba ta te pare meng dang chik ta te yore namdo le kya du su su kya gare ten rao ke teni drop to le lawa te ke to kawa te dugo yore pena sepa tam matapa nyi te ngobo chikpare yina yang sepa to le lagare matapa to le kagare teni Dunga chuchi, matate, sepe, sepe, talk, and matapa dugre. You know, sepa, tam, matapa, yin, ochi quare. Then I yin, chevata, lundum, yin, ochi quare, yin, ya, to le lava, tan, kaleka, whichever yore.
Sepa, sadrimo se dasi.
Sepa, se?
Eh.
Maris, sepa, maris, payeta sasas. Payeta sasas.
payata sa sa se.
Sepa, sepa mo. Se mata, sepa mata pa. Payata sa sa se. Sepa mata. Onde? Sepa. Jota chenji sepa. Jota chenji sepa ta mata pa ni ngô chik pare. Ina yang sebetta tinsik le tinte matapa dukare.
So, the essence of...
Tena yere.
The essence of spontaneity and the essence of peace are the same, but then in order to facilitate understanding it, then is given like the different terms are given, they're split up to make it easier to understand. In the same way that put together by causes and conditions has the same meaning as impermanence, that the essence of the two are the same, but to facilitate understanding then that they're also split up, that they're just two different words here. So the peace and spontaneity, then the essence of them are the same, but the nishiwa tongna le lagre.
Shiva to le tamtan lagre. Shiva ngoyna to na, shiva ta je lundrop to me na, tene shiva ta je lundrop to gure.
So that is sometimes easier to understand than peace, and so peace then, if one understands peace first, then one can understand based on that spontaneity, even though the essence of both are the same.
Oh, then that one. Yeah, that is the one. That, bring you don't tell it.
That don't sound much.
That, do you love me?
Throughout, as you've noticed then, throughout this teaching, Rinpoche gives a lot of syllogisms. So for those of you who are studying Tibetan, then the words to listen to for in the syllogism is the first word is churchen. And the churchen then points out the subject. It will be come after the subject. And so the subject here is all sentient beings. And then that which is to be proven then is called a drupchu. And that is followed by the words in the syllogism of yinte. And when you hear the words yinte, what has just come before that is what is to be proven. In this case, it is that all beings have the Buddha nature, have the essence of the Buddha. And then there will be three reasons coming for that. And for the reasons that are given, they always end with the word chir. And then that is the end of the syllogism.
Deya drupchu tang drupza nyele cheva yore. Tadu sanje nyingbo chinde drupchu re. Luchin koin tadu sanje nyingbo chinde drupza re. Chuchin tang drupza chu ni tsokwa.
So, there are two words here in first there is the churchen and then the drupchu, that is to be proven. When they are taken together, they're given another name, which is drupta. What do we say? That which will be proven.
Is it? Oh, yeah. That's the word.
So the first syllogism then is that all beings, all those having bodies, all those having minds, all sentient beings, always have the essence of the Buddha, because the perfect body of the Buddha then permeates, radiates, pervades all phenomena.
Then the cups on Devan, the cups, so to open Devan, the cups, so to what the chapter and Alan did the one. Yan Deva Yenda Chile, Trovate, Sarpur Churpa, Trovate, Marcin Jinji cups, so Sentin non the Dicking Yimbo Yere, the Dicking Yimbo de Mundo Choyo Mare, Sarbuyo Mare, Mundo Majore. Then Sanje Bacapso, the Hinian Bote, Monsum the To, Depatam J. Sene, Monsum the Moon to Churbam, Monsum the Topate, Monsum the Topate, Trovato and Alison.
Jova Shendra. Can you Jova D?
D Capson Trovate Chapitan.
Chapadunda. Then you send a drawer?
Yenda can trust a jete. My same change in the neck of the decay, Yimbo Yere, the moon to your yamare. Sanje becomes a moon to your drabatam jesse, the moon to your vate, trovate, Sanje de decay, Yimbo drabatsene, and moon some to your petendare.
The word here. There are two reasons given that it permeates or radiates and pervades. The word for radiate is tr or permeate in the commentary. There are two traditions given then, two explanations for the meaning of this particular word. And one is in the commentary being given here, that of Totopopa, then it has the meaning of pervasion, of pervading. In other commentaries, then, it is that although the nature of the Buddha is present in sentient beings from the beginning, that it is not directly realized, and it is only realized at the stage of a Buddha or the stage of enlightenment where all of the obscurations have been exhausted. And it is at that stage, it is this direct realization at the stage of a Buddha that the word tr applies in other commentaries. So if one then from that context, the context of tr having to do with how do we translate in that case? Permeate, pervades, radiates. I'm not sure of the translation in this case, but when used from the terms of the fruit of the realization, then the syllogism would work like this, that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature because many sentient beings have achieved Buddhahood, have become awakened.
Sanje tene sanje pegamare chuyo mare. Ta dreme karpa teso la tene dreme karpa re re la karpa nde la sanje tong pepar son yore. Tene karpa zambo dreme karpa kakye la sanje nthe da tundu pepe loji yore. Sanje nthe la sopa pepe tene loji son yore. Tene drawo te semjin mangbo sanje pare. Nambu lo la tangbo ni sanje mare tangbo semjin re. Tambu Simjin Yimba de Jesus Sangyebare. Simjin Mangbo Sangyeba. Chukun Trovam, Zosang Zoba Sanjeji Chukun Trovam, Sangyeba Sena, then Simjin Tamjela de Kinyambo Yavatare. Karsi Simjin la de Kinyambo Mina
Karsi
Akumudua Karte.
The Dela Doke.
で、できにもみな。うん。かせできにもみな。できにもよれ。かせみなせ。かせ。かせできにもめばいいな。てね、先進そうやん、3月4月まで3月に来てんじゃん、4月まで。うん。先進、先進盲部3月で増部3月で中国とばて、先進探界でできにもよべたれ。
In the Buddhist tradition, then, that, or let's put it a different way, throughout the universe, or in the universe, then, there are what are called light aeons and dark aeons. And light aeons, then, are when Buddhas appear and teach the Dharma. And dark aeons are when Buddhas do not come and do not appear, do not teach the Dharma. And so in this particular light aeon that we are in, this fortunate aeon, then there will appear a total of 1,000 Buddhas who will teach. In some aeons, light aeons, there will appear, will and have appeared, then like 10,000 Buddhas and so forth who will appear and teach. So this shows then that many sentient beings have attained Buddhahood. And the fact then that many sentient beings have attained Buddhahood is the sign that the nature of a Buddha is in all sentient beings. If then beings did not have the Buddha nature, then it would not be possible for them to attain Buddhahood. But again, due to the fact that so many Buddhas have appeared, is the sign, is what shows that beings do have the Buddha nature. So the second then syllogism goes like this, taking sentient beings as the subject, they are always endowed with the essence of the Buddha, because the basic nature of all of conditioned existence and nirvana and the suchness is completely inseparable.
Korva chunye te genye te ngayamba ta nyangilin te epe chunye te genye zangbo te zangyji chepayan yomare. Te gendo semjin menba namje chunye te genye te ngayamba ta semjin zangbo lada meye chunye te genye te zangbo te tenyeji zangyji semjin menba ta semjin zangbo chunye te genye la yang Zangji Yeva Yomare. Tejindo Tumi Laso Batini chechong dan tumi la sobe yewa yama. Kakye te ki nyingbo cheba, chunye te ki nye cheba, kakye chongwa tabo tundu cheba yama. Chunye te ki nye la, zangin je cheba yama re, tumi je cheba yama re, chechong ke cheba yama re.
Di kapso di chunyi dang deshunyi.
Chunyi te gini.
Di
chunyi te gini te tongpa nirwa.
Di chunyi dang deshunyi mare.
Chunyi se jete chutam jete ne logre. Te gini a tongpa nirwa. De tsobo teni tongcha nirwa. Ha ha.
Chunyi de chutam chegi nelugre, de chunyi de tompani.
De chunyi a tompani, tundang o chikware. Samsa nyambu yungur maro. Chunyi, chuji ying, de chunyi, de konanyi, de so tundang chikware.
So, the meaning here is that the suchness of conditioned existence and the suchness of nirvana then is indistinguishable, or one cannot make any difference between it. One cannot say that the conditioned existence is good and nirvana, or conditioned existence is bad, and nirvana is good, that the suchness of both is the same. The same with beings. One cannot say that from the point of view of the suchness that some beings are good or some beings are bad. One cannot make that distinction. So one cannot make this distinction between good and bad, up and down, and so forth.
Tene chunye te yinyi la yewa meba yina sirurji zogda la soba la deki nyingbo yorewe se na sirurji zogda la soba la yang deki nyingbo yagmare deki nyingbo de simjin la yore simjin je simjin ne lok te devar kikbo nyingbo re ma to sirurji zogda la soba tang sirurji do la soba la tene deki nyingbo yo mare dekhi nyimbu kya go mare te jumsen karara sana sirur je zugdra terur sirur je zugdra terur za nam malam je nawa yin do tene indi kap so sem je nawa sem je satya tare ma to sirur de denba dopa yo mare saba te rang sem yimbe sena e dekhi nyimbu de sem je ne lo kya go.
So, meaning here that of the suchness or the basic nature, then this refers only to sentient beings, to those having minds. It does not refer to the outer objects of form, sound, smell, taste, and touch. For example, like rocks and things like that. That it refers only to beings. The reason for this is, to use the example of the dream, that the appearances in a dream of the outer objects of form, sound, and so forth, then have no true inherent existence, but they are simply the appearance of the mind. They are simply the shining forth of the mind. And so, in the same way, the root of all of these outer objects is the mind, is being. So one does not have to apply then that the basic nature or the suchness then is in those outer objects like that. It only refers to beings. So, the essence of the one thus gone, the Buddha nature, then is the same as the nature of the mind. And the nature of the mind then is not only a mere emptiness or nothingness, and it is also not only radiance, that it is the then inseparability of emptiness and radiance or radiant clarity. So, the third reasoning here is that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature because there is the potential. So the reason then given for the presence or existence of the potential is that the qualities of a Buddha, then there is the ability to attain them, there is the ability to realize them, to make them manifest, and in terms of the adventitious stains, there is the ability to abandon them.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, dear.
chisim si.
Ana thamsum deni saugi ter.
No, are ma. Ter. Ter marka.
So, another example is given then that of the sesame seeds and obtaining oil from sesame seeds. Then the oil is the potential of the sesame seeds, and then one is able to obtain this oil through process, and it is also possible to get rid of the obscurations or the stains around the oil in terms of the husk and things. And so since these two, it's possible to obtain that and it's possible to get rid of the husks, then this is the proof that the potential of the sesame seed, the oil, exists. So there are five divisions of this potential, and these are presented in the text by Maitreya, the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, and it is also then presented in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa, and these five potentialities then are called the potentiality that is cut off, the uncertain potential, the potential of the hearers, the potential of the solitary realizers, and the potential of the Mahayana.
The Chuyenge, Chuyenge Shinyi Bukoyla Chapsor, or Chuyenge Koyla Chapsor, Doduki saying the Ta Chabzi, Chabzi Domjin Dor Tembare. Chabzi Domjin Dor Tembane, Mo Jumde, Ledin, Jubata, Negap taking, Koyden Robot.
So that was then the manner in which the expanse of qualities is all pervading, and then next comes the pervasion briefly taught by means of a summary. And this is page 5, right at the end of the top line. And it is verse 29 on page 32 of the English. And the root reads as follows. Because the perfect body of the Buddha permeates... Oh, I'm reading the same one again. The meaning intended by ultimate expanse should be known by essence, cause, fruit, functions, endowments, approach, phases, all-pervasiveness, constant unchangeability, and the qualities inseparability.
Tela tambo ta ton namba chue na ne tambo ngobi ton re. Eh, ore deva lon. Chepar njorba nam dor do na. Chuji yeng te yeng ye. Re rang yin ji nambar ta pe dang ni ngobi ton ta. Te ngobi ton. Yeah.
So the first of these 10 that will briefly be explained is the essence. The meaning of the essence
is the nature which is completely pure, the potential, the suchness, the body of qualities. So then the meaning here is that the essence or the basic constituent, the essence of the basic constituent, the Buddha nature, then is without any stains whatsoever, is without any faults whatsoever, ever, from the point of view of the essence. Example, the sky, precious stones, precious substances, and water. Precious substances like gold and so forth. That the essence of these then is completely stainless, completely without any fault, completely pure. In the same way, the essence, the basic constituent, the essence of the basic constituent, the Buddha nature, is completely pure.
Yeni number tapa, tangbo ne number tapa, duma ne number tapa, kani number tapa, tendawo mambu keba yurite, teda tamjin di kapso toncho inani ngovi tonda chikpare. Jilam kapso toncho inani ngovi tonja kapso teni ngovi la trama mepa, tangbo ne number tapa yamba the tengu yurite.
So in the traditions of the Mahamudra and the Mantra tradition and the Mahāati tradition, then it is said that the nature is pure from the very beginning, from the beginningless beginning, primordially, and many different synonyms are given to express this fact. And the meaning here, and the meaning that the basic constituent, the essence, is pure from the beginning, then is the same.
Tene ngaga kapsa tangbu sanje si keba yere, tangbu ni sanje pa. Tangbu sanje tande dekhi nipu ngobo la tangbu ni trama me pa ngobo tangbu ni sanje re. Teta tanda keba yungu yere.
Ngobo
tangbu sanje si jute Dikapsu ngovu tonte ngovu yene trama mepa yene sanje ngovu la yene trama mepa sena ngovu tangpo ne sanje re. Dela rangin nanda ka sanje se kendo.
Rangin?
Rangin nanda ka sanje. Lovo tadaji sanje mare. Sanje la rangin nanda ka sanje, lovo tadaji sanje. Ni yore. Chuka la yang rangin nanda ka chuka tang, lovo tadaji chuka ni yore. Tandikabje, Mola Tama Mabate, Rangi Nanda Gasanje, Rangi Nanda Gachuba, Rangi Nanda Gachukare. These are not in a Tangu Sanje, Tani Yang Jubre.
In the mantra tradition, then it is spoken about the primordially pure Buddha, saying that there is that Tampone Buddha.
Tampone Buddha. Same thing, Tampone Buddha is a genuine thing.
So in the mantra tradition it said that sentient beings are from the very beginning Buddha, and the meaning here then is the same as the essence being completely pure from the very beginning. The essence is completely pure from the very beginning, so the essence is from the very beginning Buddha. Then is spoken about the Buddha which from the beginning is pure by nature, the Buddha which from the beginning then is free of all, free from all elaborations, and then the body of quality, the body of qualities or the Dharmakaya, which from the very beginning is completely pure, is by nature, and the body of qualities which is free of all elaborations. So in this context, what is meant here is that which is the Buddha or the body of qualities which from the very beginning is pure, and that's the same as the essence here. Then the wisdom that realizes non-self, the second one, and then the third one, the meditative stabilization, which is endowed with happiness or bliss, and the fourth one, being endowed with great loving kindness and compassion.
Then Jujipo de Sanga de Devari Kipinin Bitama de Jang Tugu Yure, Jujipo de Matanga de Devari Kipin de Hinin Bitama Jang Tugu Mare.
Majang, Jangwa de Yamsu Lenwa.
Jang Siji de Tama Jangwara Sepa, Takwara Sepa. Tama Tapal Sente Sanje Toguro.
Then he, Tapshi. Majang na
ju je pa de yo na de bar ki bin bu ya na ngon de se to gre ngon som de jor to gre chama ta to gre jang to gre.
So if then these four causes exist, then it one will be able then to directly realize the basic nature. One will be able to purify then the adventitious stains. If these four causes did not exist, one would not be able to do so.
Madan chunsumbare. Deva the dimbe ting in the inde, Jumeba, Narje Neda chunsumbare. Deva ninji chimbote, didn't call you Jervi Japo de Chisardu, Chisimba Mama Yugo. Mama da chunsumbam, driver tembare. Then it just yet the son of the name call you Jervi Japo de Yap.
Yeah, ama mena dini yang yungamara.
Dini ama yang gogoro, te se ama yang gogoro. Tambo saun gogoro. Ama yona yang saun mena pingamara.
Sabin yurna ama mena dini yang pingamara.
Chik sena tingsang so yin sikdwa. Ama mena. Yeah, yeah.
So there is...
I guess it would be a metaphor given here to explain the necessity for these four causes. Then longing for devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma is said to be the most important, and Vini japo yap di karare. Japo gi yap karare.
Japo yap, yap ra avarava. Japo rang kholi jorva japo.
Yap, oh, sayadi.
Sayadan kholi jorva japo. Kholi jorva sajitan jikdin la wang jorva.
Right.
Japo inze kangan kholi jorva marava.
Can he pay D?
Can call you with Japon Joala Pai Sound Ama Jabutumo, John Mabangar, the Nichis at the Chiefs and Mama does a gogger. They are down Chunsong Baresta, Yogibut Chunsong Baham, Dabar Tembaro. Take a look at the way.
So then the devotion is, the example given, the metaphor given is that devotion is likened to the seed of a chakravardhan, of a universal dharma king. The wisdom that realizes non-self is the mother. The meditative stabilization endowed with happiness is like the stainless, faultless womb of the mother. And the loving kindness and compassion is like a wet nurse. Or nanny. Nanny, maybe.
Tina Ta Sanjikon, Tenda Sanjikon, Doba La Tikpa Chimpichula, Maba Mina Sanjikon, Dob Toba Mare, Tene Tikinji Chula, Maba Mina, Drat Ninto Jalan Lakone, Ninto the Ranja, Drat Jumpin Davidson, Dob Toga Mato, then Sanjikon, Dob Toga Mare, Savan. Tetela Kanzak dame bada chuja dami tobe hira mini yang rotogumare. Te ni yona yang, te tende tene deva de debe tingin zinjin yam ni mina, te sanjiji kompan rotogumare. Te so yona yang, te seva ninji chimbo mina, sanjiji kompan rotogumare.
Thank you.
meba yina kovet sava kanza ge danze da chuje chule denbar ke betam do de ke thugmare de che ma tam na de sanje ju kon ba to thugmare.
If one does not have the wisdom that realizes one non-self, one will not be able to cut the root of conditioned existence, which is the clinging to the existence of a self and clinging to the idea that phenomena are truly inherently existent. If one then is unable to, if one does not cut that root of samsara, through this wisdom one will not be able to attain the fully enlightened state of a Buddha.
Sanjo Samba na Simjin Jiton Droba la Jova Mabachik, Deva the Dembe Tingin Zain la Tad Neba. Tingin Deva the Dembe Tingin Zain Palatinde, then Simjin Jiton do Kova la Katene and a young Sim Jogoyomare, Tang Jigoyomare. Karas and the Deva than Dembe Tingin.
Taldur
Gogum do Kanga.
And so then, the third point, the meditative stabilization endowed with happiness is very important because
ta ta ju ko na san ja se san ju sem ba da sem ma nam ju jin ko wa la jo te sem jin ma dur wa jum jin yo te deva da den be ting en jin ta da ju me che pa yue ba se deva da den be ting en jin jin yang ni ta da yue ba se
Drupchu,
Deva the Dembe Tingin Zain La Tadu Nevese.
So it is necessary then to have this meditative stabilization endowed with happiness because without it, then, for example, if one thinks about the faults of conditioned existence, then it can give rise to a mind of sadness towards it, and then one does not wish to remain in it. But on the bodhisattva path, then, it is necessary to remain in samsara, in conditioned existence, working for the benefit of sentient beings. And so if one has this meditative stabilization endowed with happiness, then for however long one stays in conditioned existence, then one does not despair, one does not become sad, but one continues to work for the benefit of sentient beings happily. If one puts this in the form of a syllogism, then bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis then do not abandon working for the benefit of sentient beings because of being endowed with the meditative stabilization, endowed with happiness. So the next point then, that the fourth cause here, loving kindness and compassion, putting this into the form of a syllogism, then for bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas, then loving kindness and compassion is very important, because it is necessary to attain the great compassion of a Buddha. So, compassion is very important because based upon compassion, then bodhisattvas then work for the benefit of sentient beings, that without, and they will remain in samsara in conditioned existence doing so. Without this compassion, then they would not do so.
Yin am khan devar kik bi nying bo te nyi lovur trupe treman thada dan trawa le sanje ji sar yun ten ji paru da sen ba ye to pan devi tong ta
di shiba di ba o gobi duke
yir re re tanda de dan ta nyi ji yun ten paru sen ban de sen devi ki de
sri paru du chen pa shi
devi ki yuwa Sang, da, de, da, takpa, paru, da, simpa, den, de, vr, va.
Oh, yeah.
Ye, go, gudu. Ye, de, min, na, gudu. Yeah.
So, going on then to the fruit. The meaning of the fruit is that once the expanse, the suchness, has become free from all the adventitious stains, there is the attaining of the four perfect qualities on the ground of the Buddha.
Sang da deva paru de simba. Kare? Deva paru de simba. Takpa paru de simba. Sang da de tan takpa paru de simba. Mm-hmm. Sang da de tan takpa paru de simba de devare. Sanje ji kumbha tudu sang ma sang jen thalen deva. Sang ma tanpa paru de simba. Da tanpa paru de simba. Deva tanpa paru de simba. Takpa tanpa paru de simba simba re.
So the meaning here is that on the level of the result or fruit, then there are these four perfections, the perfection of purity, the perfection of self, perfection of bliss, and the perfection of permanence.
Right. Tan de so wo ni ki pie ye de tan dang a zu tsa ge men de pa a de ki ki da zo me
tantame.
Re.
Jisen dezo ma hyane jehe yere tanda jehe zona de jidon de sargma do. Jopo ma ki.
Re. So Rinpoche won't go into these now because when they come later in the text, then they are explained in a more extended form, and then he'll go into them when they appear then. Now he'll just go through the general presentation of these 10 points.
The
meaning of the function, fourth point, is that due to the presence of the basic constituent, one's mind becomes sad upon seeing the faults of conditioned existence, and upon seeing the qualities of nirvana, one desires them and practices to obtain them.
Ta nga ba denbe ton de. Denbe ton kam teni la kan devar ki bnyeng bo teni la me ba la so ba gyu yin din ye ta. Ngwen bar ki ba la so ben de bi yin din nam. Nam ta denbe de bi yin din nam ta denbe na denbe ton.
So then the meaning of endowments is that the qualities of the cause, then were devotion to the Mahayana Dharma, the wisdom that realizes non-self, the meditative stabilization endowed with happiness, loving kindness, and compassion. So the four qualities of the cause and along with the qualities of the fruit, the ones that Rinpoche just said, the perfection of purity, self, happiness, and permanence, then this is the meaning of the endowments.
Tenje kanza som chujin tate begone tenba chunyi jang som do nambar yewa yukpa tonda.
The meaning of the approach is separation into three of the basic nature, the supported, by means of the different subjects, the individuals and the individuals who are the support.
Dumba ne kap je ton ne jukwe ton te ni tin lam be pa la ran yin che par me ja kan za som ji ye be kap som de men san tha te ba ton ba ne kap je ton da.
The meaning of the phases is that the meaning of the phases is to ascertain the suchness, the meaning of the approach. Although there is no inherent difference, it is taught as different names only, dividing the three individuals into three situations.
The
meaning of all pervasiveness is that similarly, the expanse of qualities pervades all of the phases like the sky.
So
The meaning here is that, like the sky pervades all vessels, whether they are inferior vessels, superior vessels, or middling vessels, in the same way, the Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, whether they then are good vessels, bad vessels, or in between. The meaning of constant unchangeability is that the suchness remains unchanged by either false or qualities. The meaning of inseparability is that in the unchanging suchness there are the ultimate qualities of abandonment and realization. So these 10 aspects should be known as ascertaining through proper division the meaning of what is intended by the basic nature, the ultimate truth, the expansive qualities, that which is by nature pure.
So
then, this is the presentation of the brief summarized presentation of the 10 different aspects or headings under which the Buddha nature will be presented. And then later, or coming after this, then each of these aspects will be dealt with individually and explained extensively. What time are questions? What's the next session? What time? So questions then are scheduled for 1:30. So whether questions are better to have at 1:30 or 2:30, then one should look, because Rinpoche then would like this typed out, photocopied, and studied a bit before the question period. So by reading this commentary then and studying it, then hopefully all of this will become clear.
Hopefully.
So Rinpoche likes this method. He says then by one can expect the translation in this way to be like free from mistakes, but it's like a basic translation, and then through looking at it, listening to the teachings again and checking it, then one slowly eliminates the mistakes and slowly it becomes better. So in terms of the usage of what words are used to translate then terms, then it's good to sit around and discuss that and try to find appropriate translations. We will chant the benefit.